Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tezayin, and we're going to get into the sugya, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. Liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a machlokas, what their status is. Says the Gemara Gufa, right in the middle of Tezayin Amar Aleph. Rav Amar Dachan Mamish. Rav says that liquids in the Beis HaMikdash, blood and water and oil, are all tahar. Tar mamish, meaning not only can they not make other things tamei, they themselves cannot become tamei. That's dachan mamish. That is the shita of Rav. And Shmuel Amar, dachan milatamei to masacherim. Shmuel says, no, they are tar from being matamei others. They can't be matamei others. Aval tumas atzvan yeshlehen. But they themselves can become tamei. What's the basis of this machlok? Guess the Gemara continues. Rav Amar Dachan Mamish Kasavar Tumas Mashkin Durabanan. The whole concept of liquids becoming Tamei Durabanan. Right? Liquids becoming Tamei. Again, besides the liquids that come out of Zav, which are Tamei Midaraisa, but being Matami, all the other liquids are Midurabanan. Chigaz Durabanan, Bimashkin Da'alma. And the Rabbanan were Gozer, that Tuma, on liquids in general. Ubamashkin basement bachai, lo gazer. The Rabbanan were not gozer on mashkin basement bachai, the liquids in the base of Mikdash. Ushmuel Amar, dachan milatame tumas acherim. They are tar from mimitame others, aval tumas atzman yeshlohen. But they can become tame themselves. Kasavar, why does Shmuel say that? Tumas, ksavar, tumas mashkin atzman daraisa. Litame acherim, derabanan. It says the Shmuel, the Tumas Mashkan, the becoming Tami themselves, that's a Din D'Araisa, so therefore that can't change in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it's also Matame Atzman in the Beis HaMikdash. Matame Acherim D'Rabanan, but to be Matame others outside the Beis HaMikdash is only D'Rabanan, V'chigaz Rabanan, Mashkan D'Alma, Mashkan Beis B'Vachaya, Lo Gazor. V'chig Lo Gazor, Rabanan, Tumu Yacherel, Tumas Atzman Yeshlehen, and therefore that's the difference between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara goes through, so how do you learn certain psukim? Okay, fine. We paskin like Rav. The Rama paskins like Rav, right? Not in the base of Mikdash. This is not in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Rama. The Rama paskins in Ilchos Tumas Ochlin that it is no even Tumas Atzman. Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin in the Rambam, that perek, a perek yud, is about the machshirin, the seven liquids. Kvar biyarnu shashiva mashkin bilvad heim, this is perek yud halacha aleph. Kvar biyarnu shashiva mashkin bilvad heim shemistamin o machshirin. Only those seven liquids that I've already mentioned, yad shach adam, those seven, mentioned in the last perek of the Mishnayis and machshirin, they become tamei, and they can be machshir l'kabal tuma. Vashar kruyin meperos, and all other liquids, orange juice and all other liquids, they are called meperos, the enon mistamin velo machshirin, and they cannot become tamei, and they can't be machshir. V'shiva mashkin shemaminu todosei nechayosei bahen, and the seven liquids that, well, they're toldos that come out of those seven liquids, they're like them. And what are the toldos? Then the Rambam goes through. Toldos hamayim. What are toldos hamayim? Hayotzi mina ayin, tears, mina ozim, mina chotim, mina peh, mei ragle b'nei adam, kol elu yosim and adam, mashkin hein, bein shiaz l'daito, bein shiaz l'shlo l'daito. So he talks about what is included in water, then he goes, what's included in dam? Dam hamoni mina mashkin, udam hashoseis b'shar shchita. That's the ultimate dam. Toldos l'dam. Then he talks about chalav. V'chulu, and he goes into all of the mashkin that we are familiar with. And later on in the perek, he gets into our halacha, halacha tezayin. Mashka beis hamitbachayim sheba azara, v'hu dam hakadshim, dam of karbanos, v'hamayim shemishtamshim bohen sham, and water that are used there to clean up the azara, tahorin la'olam ve'ena mistamin v'lo machshirin. So that water, even though water is usually tamei, we just said in the earlier part of the parak, water is mitamei and is machshir, not water, not dam in the base of Mikdash. V'davar zeh halacha mipi kabbalah. That the Rambam's lashon here. It's mipi kabbalah. Lefich kol dmei hazvachim einu makabel tuma v'einu machshir. So all blood of zvachim are not makabel tuma, they're not machshir. V'hol v'dam hakadshim einu machshir. And therefore, since dam kadshim are not machshir, kadshim shenishchutu ba'azara lohokshir b'dam shchita, even though the dam of a karban usually is machshirit, right, because it squirts out and goes onto the meat, right? So, but blood of a karban is not machshir, and therefore kadshim that were shechted in the azara lohokshir b'dam shchita ve'en l'b'sara kadshim hekshir el b'mashin shiflo abasar chus b'mashin beis b'dachayim. It has to have liquid that fell on it, that touched it, separate from the blood that came out, because that is not machshir. That is the shita of the Rambam based on the shita of Rav. He writes, it is mipi kabbalah, that could be based on the line on tomorrow's daf on Yud Zayin of Abayz. The Gemara says in on the top, Amar. Of Papa, Hilchasa Gemirila. Rashi says there, what's Hilchasa Gemirila? Misinai, Delomitamu. From Har Sinai. So this could relate to a general machlokas that the Nitziv points out, machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos in a few places in Shas. What is Hilchasa Gemirila? Right, it's known that the Rambam says, the Rambam in the Hagdamah to Pirsha Mishnayis has a line where he says there is never a machlokas about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, that's in the context where he talks about the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh, Devarim HaMesur Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and everything you'll learn after your Gimel Midos, and Takanas and Gzeiros. Those are the five categories. So the Rambam says in the first two categories, there's never a machlokas. Included in that is, there's never a machlokas about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The problem is, we find many machlokas about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam, by Tzroros in the first parak of Baba Kama, among many others. So the Nitziv wonders, right, it seems to be against the Rambam in many places. The Chavos Yar is a tshuva against the Rambam. So the Nitziv says, a lot of these can be helped out by, when the Gemara says, Hilchasa Gemirila, or Gemara Gemirila, Rashi and Tosfos automatically jump and say, oh, that means halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam always says, Misora, Mipi Kabbalah. The Rambam lists off of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. And a lot of the ones that we have are not on that list. So some of them are helped out by this fact. So here, the Gemara says, Hilchasa Gemirila. The Rashi says that means Misinai. The Rambam might not say that. That's the Nitziv in the Kidmasa Emek. He says, Kadayakta Tishkach Das HaRambam. This is the first page of the Kidmasa Emek. His Akdama to the Shiltos. Kadayakta Tishkach Das HaRambam. Shlomana Balach Moshe B'Sinai Bakdama Elahani de Mefurish. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai O Balashon Be'emes Amru. Ava B'Kalhani She'amru Hilchasa Gemirila O Gemiri. Einu halacha Moshe Yish ad oso hador shenigmra osa halacha. Upirish gemiri milasho nimnu vagamru. Vahainu bilchon iske mamon. Kasav al-chatin zekstroros. Vadarva ze halacha mi pi kabbalah. Delo kapirish Rashi babakama dav gimel. That has the kaimelon halacha Moshe B'Sinai mamonahu. Right, it's different. And he writes, he quotes in Hilchas Shabbos. Mi pi ashmu alamdu hamavir dalat amos birshas aramim. Right, Mavar Dalat Amos, which the Gemara says over there, Hilchasa Gemirila, Vachi Mashma Besukat Avav, Kiyasa Hilchasa, Lagud Ula Lavid Ula Dafin Akuma, Velokamar Kamog Kain Dofan Tefach, Rashi Piresh, right, because Lala Moshe B'Sinai, Ube Emes Makam Makomas Muchrach Shein Alach Moshe B'Sinai. He quotes, there are a number of cases where it's for sure not Alach Moshe B'Sinai, it's Hilchasa Gemirila. He quotes the Shuvas Chavos Yar and Simin Kuf Sadli Beis, that he asks these questions on the Rambam, but he says it is for sure what I said. So it could be this is one of those examples too that the Rambam feels that way, that it's based on Misora. That's why he says Mipi Kabbalah. There is a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, he quotes a lumdus, he quotes a limud to teach us this. And the Lecha Mishnah there points out, why does the Rambam quote a limud? It's a Misora. That's the Rambam in Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Vav. The last halacha in the first perek of Psulei HaMukdashim. Psulei HaMukdashim are all about the Mumin, in the Surim and the description, right, the Rambam has eight mitzvahs in Psulei HaMukdashim. Two mitzvahs asay, and six mitzvahs los asay. You're not allowed to eat kajam shenifsalu or have a mum. You're not allowed to eat pickle. You're not allowed to leave over. You're not allowed to eat nosar. And then you're not allowed to eat kajam shenitmu. V'cholun talks all about other mitzvahs. But at the end of that first parak, the Rambam says, V'chol dam kajam enu makabal tu maklal. Shene'emar. It's not makabal tu, but shene'emar bedam ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. Dam hanishbach kamayim, hu anechshav kamayim, v'yekabal tumah. Dam that you can spill on the floor is like water, that's makabal tumah. But dam that you don't spill on the floor, but you have to sprinkle on the mizbeach, is not like water, and therefore is not makabal tumah. So Ram calls a limus. Lecha Mishnah says here, I don't understand, why does Ram call a limud in one place, and a Mipi Kabbalah in the other place. And the other problem, he says, Rav is based on the concept. What does our Gemara say? Rav is based on the concept of Tumas Dam is Durabanan. And there's no Isra Durabanan b'migdash. But here it's Mashba that all other Damim are going to be Makshur Matami Daraisa. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. And that seems to be against the Shita of Rav. So he works hard to try to come up with an answer to that question. Okay, this is all part one. Right, the discussion, the Shita of Rav and the Shita of Rambam. So the next part is, we're going to have three parts, is Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh. Because the concept, a number of times in Shas, the Maran Chulin talks about it on Daf Lamed Vav. Chibas HaKodesh, the beloved nature of Kachem, allows us to have a, be a rule breaker. Yeah, rule breaker. But the Rambam there, I mean, we should just be honest. The Rambam there is quoting the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in Chulon Lamav Avim Abeis. This is his limud. Minayin ladam kachim sheino machshir sheneemar lo sochlein olayz is b'chana kamayim v'chulu. Problem is, the question is, does Rav need that? Problem is, does Rav need that? Okay. But the Gemara there talks about the concept of chibas hakodesh. Sometimes we're allowed to break normal rules of halacha. In the Beis HaMikdash, Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh, the beloved nature of Kachim, that's a concept d'araisa. So, for example, we're allowed to take items that are usually not considered Ochel and make them considered Ochel for Tumas Ochlin, like the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. Wood and the frankincense and the Lavona are not B'nai Achila, they're not edible, and yet they're mukshar l'kabel tumas ochlin. Why? Because the concept of chibas hakodesh. That's the Gemara. That's one concept. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, if you're on any source relating to chibas hakodesh, it would be the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hey. He talks about two types of chibas hakodesh. Yeshnei in yonim b'chibas hakodesh. Echad af de eino ochel klal to go eitzim v'lavona de eino makabel tuma. Bechol makom, kiven to eino ochel amashke, it's not a food. Bechol makom, ga bechodesh marbe, aposik kan, viha basar to bekabal tuma. Number one, something that is not ochel, is called ochel in order to bekabal tuma. Number two, even certain items that are ochel, that usually require hechshul akabal tuma, can be mukshul akabal tuma, even without being mukshar, physically. Ve'od yesh ochlen to bekabal tuma, bechol makom, raksar hechshur mayim, moshiv amashkim. Ve'gam kein mevur b'mkom osanal, techibet akodesh, machshur ki'ilu ba aleihem mayim. Ulanias died these and Nechon Moon Mitsada Svara, the Torah Ribs of Abasa, the Rabbis Isa, Lavona, the Eno Ochel Klau. Amur Chazal, Mitsada Svara, Chibas Akodesh, Kibashu Kodesh, Avishena Ochel, Machbas Chibas Akodesh, Ki'ilu it is Ochel. But Ochlin below Hechsher, he says, that's even more Mechudash. The Him Ochlin, Achdei Makabal Tumah, the Xeris Akasiv, Bezei any idea Klau, Machashivus, Hula Kodesh, Yikabal Tumah. To say that you give something Chashivus to be called a food, okay. But to give something Chashivus to say that it's Mukshal Akabal Tumah, he says, he finds that difficult. What would be the svara for that? He doesn't say it, but unless you say that Hakshul Kabbal Tumah is itself giving it a Shem Ocha. Right, we discussed that. There's a line like that in Maseches Chulin later on. But either way, this is the concept of Chibas HaKodesh. So ask Tosfos and Chulin, Daf Lamed Vav Mabeis on the bottom, why don't we say Chibas HaKodesh, and therefore all of these liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are metameh, are machshir, just like it works for Esam V'Lavona, why doesn't it work for them? Bim Tomar. Umashki Beis Bidachaya Maidachon. Why they tar? Kigon, Dam Vamayim, or Yain Veshemen. Liskat, two different Girsos. Liskashi Bechibas HaKodesh, Lios Ochel, Kamo Esam V'Lavona. Why don't we say it's called Ochel, and it's Mukshar? V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, no. The Chibas HaKodesh, Mahani Mea Basar L'Shivuye, Ochel, Midi Tedami L'Ochel. The concept allows something that's similar to food to be considered food. Kigon Eitzim V'Lavona, Shu Davar Av, V'Kashe, Ke'en Ochel. Tosa seems to say that only solids, right? Something that's thick and hard, like wood and frankincense, so that can be called an ochel. Aval l'shavuye mashke ochel mevaha basar lomani chibas hakodesh. But to make a liquid into an ochel, that does not work for chibas hakodesh. That is Tosfos' answer. And there's a big discussion of this Tosfos. If you look at the Mikdash David in the beginning of Simon Lamed Zion, he says, what do you mean? We find chibas hakodesh by the milk of a woman. It's called an ochel. Or I said, we find that the milk of a woman is called an ochel. We find that dvash is called an ochel. So what does Tosfos mean? That, oh, you're not going to be able to make liquids into ochel. We find that the liquids are called ochels. Right? So he gives a different answer to Tosfos' question. The definition of ochel is, or before we get to the answer, he says whether you call it a liquid, an ochel or a mashke, it depends on whether it's used for shtia or it's used for sevia, for satiation. Venera mi calls that the ochel mashke no tali mudavar gusho lach. Doesn't matter if it's liquidy or not. Rakim ome lachila dino lesvia o lishtia. The milk of a woman that she gives to her baby, that's not drinking. That's satiating the baby. That's nourishing the baby. That's his ochel. That's his ochel, and therefore that's called ochel or certain cases of dvash. To answer Tosis as kasha, he has a different answer. He says nira. Mishum de mitzad atzman hein mashke. I efshar l'chibet hakodesh levatam enter as mashke. If something is not a food, you can make it into a food. Because it's not chashuv inherently. It's a non-food, so make it into a food. But this is chashuv, and yet the Torah excludes it. This is a mashke. You can't make a mashke into an ochel. You can't make a non-ochel into an ochel. You can't make a mashke into an ochel. Eif shel chibes hakodesh, the bottom of the Torah is mashke. The chibes hakodesh yachol rak lahosif below the groa. You can't make it not a mashke into a nothing and then into an ochel. The chibes hakodesh just ends. V'yivkein eif shel emlios ochel. The eif shel lios ochel u'mashke ke'echon. V'rak be'etzem v'levonash inim lo ochel v'lo mashke. Eif shel chibes hakodesh l'shavuyei. Ochel, right? That is the Minchas Chinuch also in that piece. And Kuf Mem Hei says a similar answer. You can make something not chashuv into something chashuv, but not something that is already chashuv. That's in the Hemshach of that same piece in Kuf Mem Hei. The Darish Ino Ochel Adi Chibes Hakodesh Nasa Ochel Aval Mashke Hu Gam Kintav Or Chashuv Umikal Makom Zeros Hakasa The Mashke Meis Bidachai Dachan Meizet Sa Nomar The Chibes Hakodesh Mashvile Ochel The Gam Mashke Hu Chashuv And still it's not it's Tahor. Okay, so that's what he talks about there. That's an important piece in the Minchas Chinuch, Kuf Mem Hei. The Stipler also, if you want to look in the Zvachim and Simin Chaf Hei, discusses this Mikdash David, tries to defend Tosfos from the Mikdash David's attacks, and give a different shot of Tosfos. But one final amazing discussion to have is Chanukah. Chanukah, ask the Achronim, according to Rav, that all liquids are Torah, not Mukshar. So what do you, this whole story of Chanukah, that the oil was tameh, and they had to find the oil. What do you mean they find the tameh oil? It's all tar anyway. So what's the difference? Of course, this question is assuming that shemen is included. The Rambam quotes Dam and Mayim in that piece, Tosfos and Chulin that I mentioned before. Lamed Vav, there's two gersos, whether shemen is included. But assuming that all liquids are included and shemen, so what did we need the entire nace for of the nace pacha shemen? And how did it become tameh? Did it become tameh in the first place? So many different answers given. If you look in the Shor Lameshiv, Kama, Gimel Membeis, he has three or four answers to this question. So first he says maybe, based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that the Rishonim talk about. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis says, how did they aser the Mizbeach, create Isser in the Beis HaMikdash? So based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Uvo'u Ba'pritzim V'chilaluha, the Pritzim came in and were Mechalalit, that once the Yevanim came in, they desanctify the Beis HaMikdash. And once it didn't have the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, then Memela, you know, then things could become Tameh. And there's a big discussion, how did they do that? Rashi, Balamar, Ramban, Rashi there in Avodah Zarah, Nun Beis. Mekiva Shenechlusu Avdekochavim Lahechal, once they went in, Yotzu Kalev Lechulin. The second that they went in, the Kalim lost their Kedusha. The Kima Denafki Lechulin, Kaninu Behefkera, they were Kona them, Vavilhu Kedidu, and it becomes theirs. Ukshinishtamshu, and Avodah Kochavim Nasru. It's not in Al-Moses Dover Shein Shalom. Right? When they went in, it became Hefker, and therefore they can be Koned. There is a Machlokas Balmar and the Ramban. We discussed this in other Shiurim. Chanukah time, about who were the ones that were Nichnasu. Was it the Misyavnim, or was it the Yevanim? Was it the Yevanim? Machlokas Balamar Ramban. Balamar, Shiny Hassam, V'ashchu V'darshu D'nafki L'chulin Al-Yidei Yisrael. Only the Jews can make it go lechulin. V'zachu bo'ov v'gachavim miyad Yisrael d'chsiv u'bo'u ba'pritzim v'chililuha. But it's talking about Aidei Pritze Yisrael. That's the sheet of the Balamar. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? No. What are you talking about? It's not Pritze Yisrael. It was the Yevanim themselves that were matam. But either way, that's number one. So the Kedusha was paka. So Memela, the oil could become tami. Number one. Number two, the Sholem Eishev mentions in that piece that if you look into Lavush, the Lavush notes what was the Nes of Chanukah that they found the Pach Shemen that was sealed, that they didn't have to worry that the Greeks mixed in Tameh oil. That's what it was. The oil from the Beis HaMikdash themselves couldn't become Tameh, but the Chashash was that they mixed in some of their own oil. This is Tafresh Ayin Aleph B'Shemen Kagon Shema Shavchu L'Tocho Shema Tameh Shema Shavchu M'Menu Ksas V'Timu the Chazru of Vechulu, so that was the how you're right. In Achinami, it can become Tamei, but maybe they mixed in some Tamei oil. Some say maybe it became Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then it was brought in. Right, the oil can't become Tamei once it's in the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Mitbachaya. The Gemara Tamar's Daf talks about Beis Mitbachaya and Beis Midbachaya. The dam of the and the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash versus the Mizbeach, there might be some that can become Tamei depending on where you categorize the Shemen. But either way, one final Ha'ara, and that is, Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed out that even if you want to say, fine, Daraisa can't become Tameh, like the Gemara says, Midrabanan, we treat it Tameh. It's just that we don't apply that Darabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. But fundamentally, this Dam is Tameh Midrabanan. So maybe the point was that the Chashmonaim wanted to even behave in a way that they could keep the Darabanans, even in the Beis HaMikdash, where it usually doesn't apply. And what do you see? Hashem did a nace for them and kept the oil burning for a week. as if to give his grishpanka, and as if to say, yes, I support the Din of Darabanan, and I think that the Rabbanan had the right, and I agree with the Din of Darabanan, and maybe that's what makes the Nes Chanukah so chaviv, because Hashem mamish did a Nes in order to support the Din of Darabanan, because that's the only reason he did the Nes. Meaning, in Achinami, he didn't need a Nes, it was all Torah anyway. The Yevanim wanted to try to fulfill even the mitzvahs Darabanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Nes that also supports that, and that's maybe part of the essence of the Nes of Chanukah. Chanukah is about the Rabbanan and Torah Sheval Peh. A lot to say about that. But either way, this is some of the discussions of Mashke Misbitachaya Dachan, liquids of the Beis HaMikdash, the three parts. Number one, the Rambam Shita and the Psak. Number two, Chibas HaKodesh. And number three, the aspects of Chanukah. We'll stop here.